Welcome to the podcast. Raising Kids on Your Knees is a ministry dedicated to equipping you with the tools to pray powerful prayers that will transform the lives of your children. One of the ways we do that is by providing you with a weekly prayer sheet. Our prayer sheets are topical and are centered around Scripture. Praying the Word of God over our children is praying the will of God over our children. Your consistent prayers for your children pave a path for the Holy Spirit to work in their lives. I'll leave a link right here in the show notes so you can subscribe to the Prayer Tribe and join prayer warriors around the world in prayer for the next generations. I have never had hopeless despair crouch at the door before, but he was sitting right there waiting for me to open it and let him waltz right in. It's easy for that to happen when you look around and you see the state of our country and of our world. Since the pandemic, it feels like we are on a fast track to the end times. No one knows when that will happen but God, but boy, are the signs surely here. The one thing that makes everything different for us as believers is that our hope isn't in this world. It's in the world to come, and all the things that are happening are things that must happen before Jesus comes back. As I pressed into God this week and listened for his small, still voice, he began showing me that he's up to something new, not just in my life, but also in the lives of all of us who are following him. He has begun to show me with clarity the signs of his return. Whether this will happen today, tomorrow, or years from now, I don't know. But things are playing out just as God said they would in the Bible. He reminded me that I don't want to go back to the familiar because the familiar is a trap. I hear people talk about going back to pre-pandemic days, but going back to the familiar keeps us stuck in the same old, same old. Isn't that exactly what we want to do when we're up against a hard place? Run right back to the familiar, and it feels safe. That is exactly what the Israelites wanted to do when God set them free and they hit the first big obstacle. He reminded me that he's doing a new thing and to look for it. He's making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. However, to see the new, I had to forget the former. I had to stop longing for what was familiar, to stop longing for the ways that things used to be, and to start longing for where we're headed, heaven and eternity with Jesus. He's tearing down those things that keep me from growing and moving forward. Only God can move forward when it feels like everything around us has taken a giant step backwards. We aren't going backwards at all. We are headed for our promised land, which is heaven. All these things must come to pass. And so there's hope during turmoil and chaos. Hope for a new beginning, hope for a new tomorrow, and a new me, and a new you. Are you willing to go there with me? Are you willing to see this as God putting you and me in the boat with him? He's telling us that we will get to the other side, even though in the middle of the lake, it will feel like we will drown. We just came out of a season of the most important celebration of those of us who believe in Jesus, Easter Sunday and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The bright hope of Easter is clouded by the darkness of Good Friday. Without Good Friday, there wouldn't be Easter, and without trials, there won't be a new you and a new me. That is the hope we have as a child of God. God is revealing what is inside our hearts and beckoning us to lay it at his feet so that we may be resurrected into all he's created us to be. He's asking us if we really trust him and believe all that he says in his word. I don't want to get to the other side of all the hard times I'm walking through only to miss all that God wants to do in my life in the middle of it. What about you? We have two choices in the midst of hard times: to press in to the work that God wants to do in our lives and be changed by his marvelous grace, or we can run back to the familiar only to emerge on the other side of all of this with no more sanctification than the day we began. For most of us, hardship is really a beautiful gift from God. It is a choice to pray for those on the front lines. It's an opportunity to build new and deeper relationships with our family members. It's an opportunity to leave the former things that were standing in the way of our relationship with God and to develop new habits that draw us closer to him. As we're praying the following five verses over our children this week, there are five ways that we can step up our spiritual parenting while we pray. I will list those at the end of the podcast, but I want to share with you those verses and just some thoughts that I had about that. First, let's look at Jeremiah 29:11. It's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a hope and a future." When I get into the middle of a mess, I tend to question God's plans for me. Do you? It's easy to look around us and we see all the devastation that's going on. However, our politicians, their decisions, and what our bank account's looking like right now should not be our focus. Those are the waves distracting us now, and when Peter looked at the waves, he sank. Are you sinking right now? If you are, you need to focus on your Heavenly Father. Remember, when Peter looked at the waves and took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink. But when Peter focused on Jesus, he walked on water. It was a supernatural thing. He wants to do the supernatural in you as well. We can trust him because he knows the plans he has for you and your children and your family already. They are plans for good and not for disaster. He's going to give you and your children hope and a future on the other side of anything that we have to walk through. Second, God calls his children to respond to what is going on around them far differently than the culture does. Look at Romans 12:12 with me. It says, "Rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying." There have been some days when I haven't felt very confident in anything. It appears the world all around us changes daily and sometimes minute by minute. When everything all around us is changing, we can cling to the one who never changes. He is steady. He's our rock. We can put complete confidence in him because he loves us unconditionally and completely. Are you confident in that? Our hope is only going to be as confident as what we're hoping in. If we are hoping in man to make things better and trusting in all the things this world has to offer, our hope will wane and so will our patience. God is the only one who can rescue us from our plight while we're in the middle of it. That is exactly what he wants to do. He wants us to rejoice in the confident hope we have in him. He's teaching us patience as he works this all out, and he is asking us to keep on praying. Third, we hear this all the time, just have faith. But in reality, what does that look like? Hebrews 11:1 says this, "Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see." Faith, by definition, is being confident in that which we do not see. These are times of stretching your faith. No one knows where things are headed or for how long. These are the mere predictions of man. But as children of God, we do know where things are headed because we have God's word that tells us. We've read the back of the book. From the very beginning, we have had an enemy that longs for us to walk independently of God. He's deceived us into believing that we have all the control of our destiny. It's no wonder we get into unpredictable situations. It's so hard. We have bought the lie that we are in control, hook, line, and sinker. God is the only one in control of our lives, and he is the only one our faith should be in. Faith in myself will get me angry, impatient, and miserable pretty quick. Placing our faith in God is a surefire bet. Faith comes with some pretty nice benefits. Peace and joy during the turmoil, to name a few. If you want to increase your faith, read the Word of God. We increase our faith every time we read his Word. Fourth, imagine having a whole different vantage point when you're walking through hard times. I love Isaiah 31. It says, "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Think about the vantage point of the soaring eagle. He has a completely different perspective on what is going on. He sees a bigger picture. I believe the Lord used the soaring eagle as a great visual of what it looks like when you put your trust in him. Placing your trust in God gives you a different vantage point. You begin to see things with God's eyes instead of your worldly, fleshly ones. You see things from a different vantage point. As you put your full trust in the Lord, you are going to be able to not just walk through this, but you're going to be able to run through this. You are not going to grow weary. You are going to walk and not get tired. Are you drudging through the crises in your life, dragging your toes all the way? Are you growing weary? These are all indicators that your trust in the Lord needs to grow stronger. It's a choice of your will. It's not a feeling. Your feelings will follow right behavior. Placing all your trust in the Lord and not in all the things of this world offers will be hard at first. As you begin to make the choice over and over, God's grace will begin to give you a new strength. And before long, you will soar high on wings like eagles. And fifth, fixing our focus will always make all the difference in the world. Romans 8:25 tells us just how to do that. But if we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait for it patiently and confidently. Do you tend to look backward instead of forward when things get hard? Or are you like me, when you do look forward, you want to know all the answers right then? That is what gets me in trouble. I want to know when, and I want to know that information right now. The problem is, no one knows that information except God. Never in our lifetime has God been more at work than right now. He's doing some pretty big things. We just need to rest in Him. These are the things that God wants to refine in us and in our family members. This is a time of great spiritual growth, and growth comes with growing pains. The writer of Romans tells us that we must wait patiently and confidently for what we're looking forward to. God has a way of hemming us in so He can work in our hearts. He is way more concerned about your character than He is in what's happening right now. You see, God will give just enough time to begin making new habits that will bring life to those around us and to ourselves. Let me share with you Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. Our hope may be deferred at the moment, but rest assured that our dreams of heaven and eternity are just around the corner, and it will be a tree of life for those of us who believe. Here are your 5 tips that will help you step up your spiritual parenting in this area of hope as you pray for your children this week. Number 1, remember God has plans and a purpose for you and your kids, and He's sticking to those plans. Number 2, God is asking us to respond to all that's going on with rejoicing, patience, and prayer. As you do this in your home, your children will pick up on that. Number 3, faith comes from knowing God, and we know Him by reading the Bible and praying. Make reading the Bible and praying a priority in your home. Number 4, choosing to trust God will give you a whole new vantage point, and it will for your children as you teach them to trust God. And number 5, focus on Jesus and remain patient and confident. Let me pray for you today. Heavenly Father, I lift up my friend to you. I pray that you would speak to their heart, that they would have complete confidence and hope in you as we move forward into the unknown and what's going on around us. In Jesus' name, amen.